Hi, this is Steve Pike, director of the Pink Palace Family of Museums with another Memphis Moment. February 23rd is the birthday of a remarkable woman, Frances Dancy Hooks. In 1949, Mrs. Hooks, wife and steadfast partner of the late Dr. Benjamin Hooks, began a career in education that would span 24 years. She made a name for herself as a teacher and guidance counselor in the Memphis City School System. Among her many achievements was the co-founding of the Memphis Volunteer Placement Program, an effort to bring volunteer counselors to work with African-American students. In 1951, soon after starting her career, she married a young lawyer by the name of Benjamin Hooks. In 1957, the Hooks family desegregated the all-white Parkway East community. In 1968, in the midst of the civil rights movement, Frances Dancy Hooks organized the People Power Project, a group of black and white teenagers who worked for better understanding of racial problems. In 1973, Benjamin Hooks became the first black appointee to the Federal Communications Commission. Frances put her career on hold to be her husband's assistant, secretary, advisor, and traveling companion. Then in 1977, her husband became executive director of the NAACP. Frances Hooks and Earlene Bolden soon organized women in the NAACP. She encouraged local chapters to focus on such issues as teen pregnancy, black history, and AIDS. Locally, she served on the advisory board of Rhodes College and the Memphis Symphony League. Frances Dancy Hooks features prominently in a new temporary exhibit at the Pink Palace called Women of Strength, Women of Color. The exhibit includes a number of artifacts that tell Mrs. Hooks' story and also features such important African-American women as Veronica Coleman Davis, Maxine Atkins Smith, Claudine Penn, Rochelle Stevens, Sarah Church, Miriam DaCosta Willis, and Lizzie Douglas, better known as Memphis Minnie. Here's wishing a happy birthday and many happy returns to Frances Dancy Hooks. To learn more about all of our region's history, visit us at the Pink Palace Family of Museums or on Facebook or at memphismuseums.org.